Hi people, it's your girl Remy here. Welcome to another episode of the Omniverb podcast. You already know it's all vibes on vibes on here. We give you all vibes, all them vibes, every of the vibes. Even if it's cool vibes, it's still the vibe. So what's good now? How are you guys? How's everything? I hope you're good. Thanks for the streams and everything. Up from last week and last 2 weeks, told y'all we're all about consistency here and we're trying to do it. Yay. So how's life? I hope life is treating you fine, and I hope you're treating life fine too. Well, presently I'm at war. I've been sick for a while. I don't know, I've fallen sick since I've come home from this asshole strike here. I've fallen sick like 1 billion, trillion, gazillion times. May I used to think that it's because of how much of stress and stuff. I fall sick too much. I don't understand. I'm always stressed. I'm always fatigued one way or the other. I used to think that's because of school. I'm at home. I literally don't go anywhere. I literally just sit at home doing nothing. Or I record podcasts, and whenever my mind is creative, I do things and stuff. See, one of all these people should just come and hire me, because this creativity is too much for me to handle. So I just sick. I'm recovering, yeah, thank you very much. Thank God. I am pardon me if the volume of my voice is the way it is. Not the sickness, cause I'm kind of, and apart from the sickness, you guys, I'm in the dark hole again. How did I finally just know that, okay, I'm in the high tempo of it? Not like I've been in it since I got home, or since like after exams, and like till up until maybe the last week or something, or this week. It's been 5 months since I was strike and stuff. It's not like I've not been down or depressed or felt like that, but it was that kind of depression that I knew I was depressed, but it didn't get to me. It didn't get to my emotions. Like, I just did. At some point, I was the thing day, but it didn't hit. You feel me? I don't really know how to explain it. It didn't hit. Up until recently, it's hitting me. It's hitting me real bad. And I told my best friend, I told him that I have not cried for 5 months. Like, that is huge. I haven't cried since March, you guys. I cried today. I just had to let it out. Because if I continue to keep it in and I try to keep one nonsense streak that nobody sent me, I would lose my shit. I'm going to lose my shit. And after this podcast, I'm going to look for alcohol. I need a boat and shios, or whatever Burna Boy said on the song. I cried today. And it's not like this is not what you gotta cry. That's how I just feel like, let me go back to my boys. I just started listening to Frank Ocean. Some days ago, I noticed that I was binging John Bellum. Gave me. I was listening to Beautiful Rain. Me, you, I. I said, okay. I just felt a vibe to my guys. Oh, my, it's no vibe. It put me in, what's the word? Like, in a headspace, like that kind of, hi, baby, you've been here before, so welcome back. That kind of, you thought you could escape us, but we have brought you back. Why, you are here with us. Welcome. Jesus, I'm such a mess. I'm doing too much for someone who is depressed. I'm sorry, I'll behave. I was talking to my best friend some days ago, and the funny thing is, he is a goat. He will know these things. He already knows how I'm feeling, but he will not say it. Because he wants me to like say my team by myself, which is totally fine. I cry. When I listen to Danny Caesar is the one that made me cry. The other ones, I was still manning up and just feeling and stuff. When I just said Danny Caesar, when he just said, Don't you love when I come around? It fell down from my eyes. Hot tears. And I started feeling alone. See, single life. That's when I started feeling like, if I was not single. And I started thinking that if I was not single, I would have called my boyfriend. Would have spoken. Like, me so better. Because I feel like among all my friends, everybody's in a relationship. I swear to God. One day, I just sat down like, I don't have a lot of friends, though. But tops of my head, the names that came up on my head, every single one of them is in a relationship. Whether they told me or whether they didn't told me or I found out, because I don't know. I usually just know these things. Because most people, I don't know. They will not, well, they will talk about whether you should tell people you're in a relationship or not, depending. But me, I just know that. And I said, hey, if you sit and look at her feeling, and I've just called babe, and babe would have just, and I started blaming us again, because I'm like, if not for this stupid strike, I would have just called my guys. They would have come to pick me from my hostel, wherever I was, wherever the fuck I was in school. They would just drive, come and carry me, we'll drive. They'll bring agbalumo, and I'll be okay. And if I wanted to eat noodles or spaghetti or shawarma, N91, they'll get it for me. Or ice cream or parfait. Like, I'll just be fine. And then that's for seeing my guys too. I would chill till like midnight. Because I don't used to do the overnight shit with them. We just chill till like midnight. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to sleep. And they're like, do you want to walk to your hostel or we should drive you back? Oh my God, I'm so pampered. I have the best set of friends, by the way. They are sweet. They're so sweet. And they'll give me bear hugs like a billion times whenever I wanted. Oh my God. I know I'm making you guys jealous of my friends. Because, see, I have the best friends in the world. So yeah, I'm depressed. Saying it is making me feel cringe, because I'm not the type to say things out or things like this. I'm not, despite how spoken I am, there's some things I don't like to say or say admit, kind of. But things happen, life happens, we are where we are. My brother saw my text about how I was listening to the boys. When I mean the boys, I mean the John Bellions, the Frank Ocean and Daniel Caesar and what have you not. Guess what this guy said? He said I should get drunk. And I swear to God, that's the best advice in the world. This guy said I should get drunk. No, because I've been trying. What do you want me to do? I've tried everything I can do. I've listened to music. I've done everything. I've prayed. I have, you know. It's not working. I can't see my guys because everybody's in their house. Everybody's busy. Some people are working and some people are learning skills and stuff. Everybody's kind of like by force, by fire, or whether or not. Even some people that are not busy, everybody's kind of caught up with something or caged at home or something. So I can't really see my guys. Or some people are traveling. Well, that's what it is. I think that has sufficed for my rant. I think that has sufficed for the rant segment. Torimoti Soraju. I just pray that I'll be fine. I know when you guys listen to this, you'll be like, I know I'm going to get love messages. I love you guys already, so I love you right back. Thank you for the love for the podcast. We're getting stronger and better. And I'm happy that I'm doing this recording because I'm feeling better as we go. And yes, we are still on the relationship series. And haven't spoken about siblings on the last episode. It only feels good to talk about the extended family already, because I mean, that's what's next, right? So we're going to be doing the cousins and every other, the cousins and the aunties and uncles in one segment. Let's get into it already. So I think one time I saw someone's rant on the social medium, where I think it was a she or a he was ranting about the fact that, I think one line that stuck to my head is that disappointed and angry kids are the ones, disappointed kids are the ones that grow up to be adults that don't want to have anything to do with you. And I'm like, yes, go girl, because I don't know how people think. I don't know how smart people are. I don't know how smart people feel they are, that you offend a child and you think because he's a child, so that's it. Hello, we have photographic memory. We have computer memory. We will remember. We will hunt you down. I will never forget what you did. So please, if you're one of those people that promise people things, okay, I think the tweet was about, oh, you promise people things, you do things to people or your cousins and stuff, and you do some things to them, and then you just think they forget, and you now grow up and start complaining, oh, why does this person greet me, why does this person talk to me like that? You keep up with your shitty attitude, like they see you from when they were children to when they grew up, and you've not stopped, and you expect them to like you because you somewhat have a title of being their mother or their father's sister or brother. Excuse me, that does not stop you from being a shitty person. That does not stop me from correcting you the best way I can. And I'm like, yes. One other thing I took from that tweet is that, oh, you kind of even somewhat had a relationship with this extended family, somewhat. Good, that's one. Most of us don't have a relationship with our extended families. I think that's like a normal thing all over the world. Like, it's a bad thing, but it's a normal thing, so to say. Most of us don't even know distant, blah, 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 blah. So where do I pick up from? It's a chaos in my head whenever I try to think of extended family, where everybody is like a boss in his, every home is like a kingdom with its own rules and stuff, regardless of whether you are sharing the same surname or whether you are sharing the same blood or DNA to some extent and stuff. Everybody has some rules that they rule by. And you wonder why things are the way they are. See, you can only try. People are who they are. I've always said this thing. This is going to be a really short podcast episode because, as you can see, me really ragbara. Me, ragbara, I don't have that strength. So, what do you do about extended family? Simple and short. The ones that want to bond with you. Because there's nothing. I cannot just be going on and on and on. There's nothing you can do. What do you do? The ones that want to, that you see that, oh, these ones are reaching out, or they want to have a bond, or want to have a relationship with you, fine. You have the relationship with them. You see that they say liking. But because it cannot work when one party wants to like, oh, yeah, my cousins, or my aunties, my uncles, and there are people like, oh, yeah. Excuse me, are you mad or something? For any reason, I could treat you like every other normal stranger out there and not give two shits about you. I used to hear my mom complain about the fact that, oh, she has some cousins and some aunties that always feel like, they always treat them like trash. Because to an extent, they have money or they have status in the society more than them. And as such, you treat your cousins and your aunties and your uncles like trash, like you never knew them before. I don't know what to say. But I just feel like if people are out there and people will show you, forget words, people will show you how much they want you, how much they love you, or how much they want to be around you or be with you. They will show you, see it in their actions. Words are trash. Words don't do it for me. They can be talking, oh, they can call you and be like, oh, can you call? When you call them, they might know how to pretend and put up the best act on phone and all those kind of shit, but their actions matter. Actions matter. So basically, how do you handle extended family members? Don't just put everybody under the same umbrella. Just treat everybody how the thing they give you is how you give them. Garbage in, garbage out. I have some cousins that these ones they are G's. From their mommy to their daddy to the main cousins, these ones, they have sense. Like, you know that these ones, they are not, even no matter what the money they have or whatever, whatnot. Because I don't understand why it would be family. And you people now, some people now want to be doing, don't relate with these cousins. Don't relate with these cousins. Relate with these ones. And don't really flow with this one. Is that not witchcraft? So, the crux of this whole podcast, the cross of this episode, as we're rounding up on family and moving on to the outside, this is extended. We're rounding up on this. Oh my God, this is the shortest podcast I've ever done in my life. So, just treat people how they treat you. Because I've seen many people who are in lovely relationships with their cousins. nice and sweet relationships with their cousins, and it feels so heavenly. And there are some people that they don't even know their cousins. Some people they hate their uncles, their aunts. Oh, they hate. You people, what do we do to all those uncles and aunties that you just want to, out of your niceness, just want to reach out and check up on them, and they think you want to beg them for money? Like, you can feel it from the WhatsApp text. You can see it. Like, you can experience it. I'm just greeting you, but you think I want to beg you for money? 2, is it just me that feels like you're not supposed to ask your aunties or your uncles to give you something that they're supposed to give you by default? Like, they're supposed to treat you like the way they treat their children. Am I the only one that feels like that? Am I? I guess not. I feel like, abruptly, aunties and uncles are supposed to just be like, let me send this person, even if it is 500 naira, even if it is 5,000 naira, even if it is not every month. At least I know that in a year, this uncle or this auntie, if I check my bank statement, their name they did there say they send me money. I did check, say this person they wish me happy birthday. He did standard, say this person that at least try send me gifts. This cousin they try. And me say if I did try too for these people, we they talk sometimes, we they reach out too. This is family. And I've always said on the episodes that I started with that if something is not right in the family, if it's not, because family is your first set of people. So if things, the orientation, if it's not right there, if it's not okay there, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. That's just it. That's how I feel about it, Sha. So, that's it. Treat people nice. Treat people good. God will bless us. I hope by the next time we're having a podcast episode, my vibe is back. We're able to do our podcast as stretch. I know some people will be happy that this podcast is short, because I've had people tell me to do 10 minutes podcast before. And never in my life have I ever imagined, that I would do a podcast in short. But the message is there. Treat people how they treat you. That's, I don't want to know what I'll say anytime else in my life, but at this point in my life, this is how I feel. Treat people how they treat you. Me, I've told my mommy that I'm not calling some certain of our family members again, because they make me feel like I don't need anything for. I'm not starving. I'm okay. I have people that I didn't even ask them for stuff and they do it. So don't feel like because I don't want any nonsense noise. Me, I'll be there trying to avoid that. I don't want us to be in a gathering of function and I start hearing things like, oh, you don't call, you don't text. Also, why must I always be the one to call and text and all these things? Shout out to my cousins and aunties and uncles, those ones that actually manges, shout out to them, because I'm the real MVPs. You make me feel like, okay, good people still exist in this life. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This is the shortest thing I've ever done in my life. I will get better, both in my depression sickness and in my health sickness. I think I had typhoid, so I didn't want to take drip because I don't want to stay on the bed. And so my people, I guess this is one of the most unorganized things, but there's beauty in spontaneousness. There's beauty in her facadeness, beauty in her ashes, beauty in beauty. Me mon kati mon summer man. I don't know what I'm saying again. I mean, I could have actually done this thing at a stretch, but I'm still healing, and I don't want to starve you people this week. Because of how much I love you people, I don't want to starve you of a podcast this week. And I don't want to stall, because I've known myself that once ever I stall or something, when you people now come and start asking me, I don't want everybody to come. I don't have to wait for... This is the second year. I'm counting into the second year of doing podcasting. And I've seen how I am. So, me, I don't want... if I stall, because I've planned it this week, oh, parenting this week, sibling this week, cousin and relatives and stuff, then next week we go into other kind of relationships and this one and this, and then when we are done with this series, what we'll do, I've already planned it, then I know how the next series are going to do, maybe I'm going to do some, I've already planned everything. So if I had stalled, you people, you will not hear podcasts from me till I'll not come and start feeling on my depression and all and how I'm feeling, and I will not start stalling and stuff. If I had stalled, that would have been the end. So don't, instead of complaining that this is a 20-minute podcast, be grateful that I did it. I love you guys so much. Please, I think this is when entering the last week of getting your PVCs. I beg you, in the name of God, I beseech you, if you've not gotten your PVC, please try and do it. Spread love. Try and be better. Live, learn, unlearn, relearn. Reduce, reuse, recycle. I don't know what the fuck I'm still saying. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Mwah. Bye. Remy loves you. And don't forget to follow me on all of my socials. Bye. Love ya.